Eagles came out with a good mix out of it on that first drive. Just really good work from Foles.
Timing was terrific in the first drive. Probably one of the better drives he's played. You know what I like? He looked left, Dave. Most people didn't see this. And he went right for the screen to hold up those linebackers. That's why he needed to do that. That was a good job by him. That's an improvement in that area for him.
Yeah, and then he altered the angle of his throw.
That was tipped.
They're one of two tipped. Yeah. Now, that's on the offensive line there on that one. Now he rolls left,
what
throws
a
right.
Throw.
Yeah, and he's done that a lot this year, Adam.
He's gotten away with it. Yeah, this is beautiful. Look at his eyes, always downfield. And the crazy thing is he actually got power into that throwing across his body. He's getting better at it, I have to admit.
And then Foles back, avoids the pressure, throws knocked down. But then on a third and 12 here, steps up in the pocket, Adam, and makes a very nice throw.
Excellent throw on the run. He's gotten way, way better in that. And look at his eyes are downfield. Climbs the pocket, which he really needs to do. And I'll tell you what, he's one of the better young quarterbacks doing this, Dave. I never would have believed it watching him at the University of Arizona.
And then the quarterback sneak spins out of it for the first down. And then it's time for Nick Foles to throw down the field with touch, precision, accuracy, and a perfect touchdown pass to Jeremy Maxwell.
Watch the pass set, and he drives it. He turns his body a little bit. Perfect placement. He led the receiver. That's about as good of a throw as you'll see. Great job.
And then Foles on the next drive moves the Eagles down the field into Washington territory. It breaks down after that.
Yeah, and he checks down, and here, this ball should have been caught. That's not on him. That was a power throw. He should have been caught.
Here he is rolling right, throwing to Celek, behind Celek, who makes a nice adjustment and the catch.
He did, and actually, based on where that was, that actually was not a bad throw. And then you see under pressure, he could not get away from Perry Riley with the sack.
Right, and the LeSean McCoy protection not good there. This play a mistake, Adam, and we talked about this, holding the ball too long.
You and I saw each other during the game, like, what is he doing here? This is actually atypical of his play. He doesn't usually do that, Dave. He usually doesn't hold on to it, but he's looking, holding. Now the clock's got to go off in his head. That ball's got to be out. It wasn't. That's clearly on him, not the offensive line.
So that's something that Foles will have to work on in the offseason, getting rid of the football. It cost him late in the game as well. But overall, Adam, as we watch Nick Foles, a good ball work. I like the way he's used the fake this year. I think he's handled the ball well in the pocket.
Yeah, and you see also when he throws the ball away, I like that. He's not making ill-advised throws. How many times have we sat here making dumb throws? He hasn't done that, Dave. That's really good.
Yeah, it's really come down a lot. Now, there were some times here, Adam, play before there where the Eagles had the screen set up and then the Redskins checked out of it. The Eagles didn't have an answer. This play, the ball
deflected.
Gets tipped.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
on the old lineman or is that on Nick Foles?
I've watched that play 15 times on coaching tape, and to me, that's probably on Nick Foles where the ball's got to come out a little faster.
And I didn't like this throw either.
Yeah, and you know, that was not a good throw because it's got to be away. He's been good about getting the ball away from the receiver. That time he didn't do it.
Yeah. But then Foles comes back late in the first half and moves the Eagles down the field and puts some points on the board. But very good job setting his feet.
That's a power throw. Look at the power, Dave. He needs to do better with that. Needs to be more consistent. That was a great power throw there. Very, very well done.
Overall, Adam, are you convinced that Nick has the arm strength that is required in the NFL?
He does, but the footwork, the torque and the power, he's just not good enough yet. And this is why some passes are short. He needs to throw with more authority, and at least he needs to be a little bit angry sometimes, to be honest with you.
Is it throwing the ball with confidence?
Confidence is not a problem, Dave. It's the torque. And you see this throw here, Dave. On the run, I like this. And look at the spacing. Very good job there. He's a good feel for this, Dave. Really does.
I think if I'm a defense, I'm going to try to take away his ability to climb the pocket.
You know
ultimately,
what?
And when I look at that for 2013,
sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't mind
he's
mush
good
rush.
At it.
He'll stay in the pocket and find a receiver. That's not a problem.
Well, you know what? With bodies around him, he needs to do a little bit better.
This is the play that he got hurt on.
Yeah, there's not much you can do about that.
I don't like that call. I haven't liked that play.
The
They've
fake screen.
That poorly all year.
Yeah, they haven't been successful at it. And then
I don't like turning your back to the defense.
And then you see here, Dave, this is a play where I like the idea. Go to a tall Evan Moore. He threw it high, and I like this. This is actually – see how he looked left? And he threw in the pocket. That's a great throw.
Yeah.
There's not much. Moore, 6'7", should have been able to keep his feet in bounds, but he couldn't.
And then here he scrambles out of pressure, throws down the field. Beautiful throw.
And he
great
let him,
diving
Dave.
Catch.
Love it.
Jeremy
Love
Maclin,
it.
Big play right there.
Sense of timing. That's a terrific job of making the receiver go get it.
Yeah, I mean, overall, Adam, I think we would agree that Nick Foles has much better foot quickness than we expected to see.
I got to trust Andy Reid. I doubted him when he said it. He goes, I don't know what you people are talking about. His feet are good. Well, you're seeing it. But as far as making power throws, the kind of throws you need to make in the NFL, needs to be better, Dave. That's separating him really from taking the next step. And as you said, and you're correct, that's where you get it corrected in OTAs.
Yeah. So then he's working the short passing game here as the Eagles in comeback mode. And really, they abandoned the running game here. And then the red zone, Adam, let's evaluate him in the red zone. It's been a struggle for years
and
years.
I had a problem with that play right here, Dave. Eight-man box, only three guys out. You got to check to another play, or the ball's got to be out. He knew this before, and he got hit there. That was on him. You got to see what's happening pre-snap.
And there's that screen again, third and 16.
Didn't get as
Redskins
much as they'd like.
Redskins don't mind giving up 6 or 7 yards there. And here we go in the third quarter. Eagles down a touchdown.
It's a tough throw.
And Nick Foles still gunslinging and throwing it across the middle, and the Eagles moving the football.
He's checking down a lot, which is fine, but you've got to get the big plays downfield. They did not get them. That's a tough play.
Fourth and two, a questionable call to begin with.
Very disappointing, and the problem is, Dave, he did not have his eyes downfield, and that's on him. He's got to do that. Usually he does that, and he didn't there.
All right, Foles tries to climb the pocket here, improvises with a little two-handed pass.
Got to do that.
And he's done that several times, so we know he can be Roethlisberger-esque in those situations.
I like the movement, and you'll take that he threw it out of bounds. I mean, that's not the worst thing, and only Cooper could get that. And he's under pressure here. An impossible pass. There's not much he can do about it.
But still, not throwing to the Redskins, which
right,
I
liked. Right. That's what we were saying earlier. I liked it. That was a dangerous pass. Luckily, that was on the ground. That was on the ground there.
But here's a big drive. I mean, this is a nice throw. Third and eight, and the Eagles keeping it alive here, giving them a chance to get back into this football game.
It was taking
early
what
in the fourth quarter.
Right. You see, they're running a lot of verticals here, so you take what the defense gives you. And this is a great dump off, a check down to McCoy. I like that. I have no
problem. 27-20 Eagles, last possession of the game, as it turns out, the last possession for Nick Foles this season. Adam, evaluate him late in the fourth quarter.
I like this because look at his head, Dave. It's never below him looking at his offensive line. This is an amazing throw. He did it again. I'm not a big fan of doing this, but he's got a knack for it.
And reminds me of Eli Manning in this situation.
Well, I think Foles is way more athletic than Eli, but I see what you mean with the eyes downfield. And yeah, he looked right, and then he looked left, and then he saw his receiver come open. And yes, Macklin had to help him there, and that's a good job by Macklin.
Coming back to the football now, the Redskins kind of playing in a little prevent situation, rushing three, dropping back eight.
Take what you can get.
Eagles working feverishly to get down into scoring position with the clock working against them. And they get a first down here, which is fine.
Get the first down. That's exactly it. Instead of going for broke, look at the head fake. That's fine.
Didn't like this throw. Thought it took up too much time off the clock.
It did. Now, but I like that he was willing to go to another option. But the only thing is they were not getting plays downfield.
Right. Too much in the middle of the field here. Timeouts. Too many timeouts used.
This is a bad throw. This play is dead here. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah. Now, I like this play right here. Running for the first down.
Sure. Take it. Yeah. And it's not something he does a lot, but you'll take it.
Big play here to LeSean McCoy to get the ball inside the 20. And then here's the throw, Adam, that we see back of the end zone, which sets up the
It was totally covered. He did the right thing. The clock stops. That's
third
big of him.
Third and two,
there.
Adam.
Right.
He looks left, throws right. Jeremy Macklin wide open.
Awful. When you see this throw, Dave, okay, fine. He looks off. He throws right. All arm, no body. And the ball came out like a waffle iron. Terrible throw. That's on him. He knows it. He talked about that after the game. That's a power throw. He's capable of making it, which we've seen. He's had some deep comebacks and some out throws.
All right, good throw there to Evan Moore, who's got to make the catch.
Touchdown, though, Dave.
Now this is the play, Adam. Yep. You got to get rid of the football here.
Get rid of it. Yeah, he has to.
Live for another play.
Yep.
And that is Nick Foles, the finale of 2012.
The third round draft choice from Arizona under center.